Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawahis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Bluewater, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho. Remember those words, they may save your butt someday. Just a little rumor I heard, you know. Anyway, I talked about that last time we got together. Anyway, we're going to talk about Red Elk and what Sky Mason's been doing since he walked west. And we also have another caller on the line. And who's calling in besides Sky?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Yeah, just chime in, you know, if you've got any questions, just speak up. And this show is unscripted and completely run by the Spirit. But I don't know if you know who Red Elk was, but
Oh, geez. There's so much on the internet about him. You wouldn't believe. But, Sky, I know you're there. Why don't you tell us to get things started, to introduce yourself and a little bit about what you've been doing this past year, and then you know, whatever you want to talk about your grandpa or whatever. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm Guy Mason, the grandson of Red Oak, who has taught me a lot of medicine, spiritual stuff. Well, since my grandfather's passed, with all the knowledge he's given me, with all the help and advice he's given me mentally and spiritually, I've been lately trying to reach out to people and help them with any spiritual problems they have, or possibly helping them to get to the spiritual path, a good spiritual path, because there's a lot of bad and iffy spiritual paths out there. Well, that's basically what I've been doing since my grandfather has passed.
Wow. Yeah, I was thinking, now let's see, what day and month and date did he pass?
I think it was June, maybe June 19th.
Okay, so he's been gone about a year and a half.
Yeah, about that.
Okay. Yeah, I figured right about now you'd, if you hadn't taken it seriously before, and I knew you did, that you'd be much better at being prepared for your mission, because I know you've been busy with Creator this last over a year, and so anything that's remarkable or unremarkable, that goes for our other caller too. If there's something you want to know about or talk about, just go right ahead and we'll just let it flow.
I was wondering in particular if there's any remedies you might suggest for the womb of a female. If you have any practices or prayers you can send, I would be grateful.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay.
My grandfather didn't really teach me about the whole medicine side to it.
But that doesn't mean that I can't recommend you to somebody. Let's see. Do you have, it's not required, but if you do have some native blood or leanings toward any particular tribe or bunch, who would that be?
I've always just felt drawn to the culture. I couldn't give you a specific. Cherokee, though, was the first that came to mind.
Okay. We are going to, what I need you to do, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Blue Otter, BLUEOTTER. No space, Blue Otter, like the little furry scamp. And just shoot me a message, who you are, and I'm going to get you directly in touch with the keeper of the sacred fire. We've had this fire. We got it from the Natchez in early 1800s, if not earlier. And it was in Oklahoma until not so long ago. It was moved to North Carolina and on private property. And so I'd stand you in good stead. Just get in touch with me, and I'd be glad to refer you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
sure.
much. I greatly appreciate that.
No problem. His name is Terry Miller, And yeah, and go ahead and just listen in. And any other questions?
No. Like I said, I just came across the show. I've always been fascinated and
sure.
just really respectful of the purity, I'd love to just listen in.
Yeah, I don't need to know what town you live in, but it would help to know what state or region you live in.
Oh, sure, New York.
So you're in New York, okay. I'll be chewing on that because I've got friends in New York too. Upstate or down
yeah.
or Manhattan? Upstate.
A little bit out of Manhattan.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. And I get some, in the last 14 years, I've talked with so many people, and there's one fellow. Let me tell you about him. Can't remember his name just because I'm getting older. But this guy was from Central America, and he was a baby that his people knew when he was born, probably by some mark or birthmark in the body, because Indians take heed of that kind of stuff, and things get passed down. But they knew he was going to to be the bridge between their people and white people, and. So they, he was the first of their traditional people that were sent to white schools, and he was very well educated. And he started working to get their people with a direct relationship between them and their government. And oil interests moved in with mercenaries and killed a lot of his people. No. They said. If you don't leave, we're going to kill all you people. So he walked all the way from northeast South America. I just can't remember exactly which. But he walked all the way to New York City, and he's been operating a storefront for to welcome any of his people that might drift through that way. Yeah. Anyway, he's been a delegate to the UN, and New York City is just really, really, really rich culturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was in the 60s when I was a kid and walking through Harlem at 2:00 in the morning because I took the wrong subway. Anyway, hang on a second. Oh my gosh. It's cold here. And the we have forest air heat and gets pretty dry.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, sure. I'm sure we'll find, we'll get you hooked up with somebody that can help. So hang on and listen. And
yeah,
I'll chime in whenever you want to. But anyway, Sky, you're up. Earth to sky. I knew you were there. So, what has happened this year? I know something really important happened to you this year. I just don't know what.
Well, I mean, this year has been kind of off, kind of bad for me. Because as my whole spiritual life is growing and expanding, God has actually put my spiritual life on hold until I get my life all situated and figured out spiritually has been happening. But lately I've noticed that a lot of people have been contacting me and wanting advice on spiritual teachings and spiritual knowledge. So that's quite interesting that even when God puts your life on pause, he still throws some surprises in there to keep your attention.
Well, I probably should have thought of this before, but over the summer, because of family obligations that Mark had to, take a permanent, if not or a temporary, if not permanent, vacation. Hang on a second. But anyway, occurred to me, if you're not doing something at this time for 1 hour, I'd love to have you on the program, even if it's every week. And let's just do this. And if you think you got the time period open. And you don't have to do it if you can't do it all the time. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, if you've got people, if you got people that are looking to be taught, there's people out there. And I knew we needed to take that it was time to take a little bit different tack, or just do something. Wasn't sure what. Mac Boogaloo was going to continue his education, and he had to walk away for a while. He's going to be a lifelong friend. But anyway, I thought, yeah, you know, let's just do it. And if you got the time, you know, we've got the time and the dime, and that's if you know. And we've got we don't have a lot of listeners. The live listeners, but we pick up a lot of them because, you know, I've got over 1,000 of these programs up on Blog Talk. And and that's, you know, and that's makes it easy for folks like this young lady that called in to get connected and do some things. But anyway, so tell us more about what's going on.
Well, but before I get to that, I just want to say thank you for giving me that opportunity.
And sure.
It's kind of funny.
It's well deserved.
That was just another little surprise that God threw my way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I told you that I knew something great had happened. I just told you before you knew. So, no, I think we'd have a lot of fun. I know your grandpa would be right in there with you and to help you teach. So, yeah, if you get anybody, well, you know, and just invite your friends this time.
Yeah.
And because I wanted to get more listeners calling in and change things up a little bit, and if possible. But otherwise, there's always you and me. And So, yes, continue. What you been up to already?
Well, not a whole lot. I've just been reaching out to people and having people reach out to me, talking about, like, mainly spiritual abilities, like levitating, invisibility, teleportation, time travel, and that kind of stuff. That's what I've been talking about lately.
Cool.
People seem to be most interested in.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, isn't it? Yeah. And, hey, you know, why not? You know, and people always reading. You know, you always get flames on the internet of people that like what you're doing. And I mean, your grandpa didn't do anything or talk about doing anything that was sensational that Jesus didn't do. So it was real, real simple. So that, and if any of y'all are wondering, you know, where the message is coming from here, now this is, no, we're Jesus compliant on this show, and but we're very open minded, and unless you want to get an attitude with this, and then we get in your face. No, we won't do that. but no, you know, it's. I'm sure your grandpa taught you all about Indian politics, and it's just, I don't know what it is, you know, and, there's not a lot of nasty Indian folk, but it just seems like when they are, they're real nasty, you know, underhanded. Oh my gosh. You know, the jealousies between medicine people, and all kinds of stuff happens, and intertribal politics, and so it's like, wow. And but I'm pretty sure we're going to have Arvo Looking Horse on Christopher Robin, our Hulliger, the CBD oil miracle guy. He's got to chime in with some things, but anyway, we have, believe it or not, we have yet another area code 336-902. What's your name?
My name's Derek.
Derek, how are you? Whereabouts do you live? Approximately.
I live in Western North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you. All right. And
I'm a friend of Scott.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I'm a friend of Guy's. Guy's been teaching me some spiritual things, and over, I guess, about the past year and everything.
Ever heard of a place called Shooting Springs?
No.
It's not too far from Murphy, but that whole area up there was old Cherokee Wolf Clan domain, and they were. They were the military. It was, you know, more of an armed camp than say some of the other areas or towns. And but that's where my I've got my Cherokee genealogy back to about 1500s out of that area. And it's sure gorgeous. My second wife passed away about 7-8 years ago, but she only drove through there once and just wept all the way through. It's just something about that area and the way the roads and the rivers wind. And I know it's your... Anyway, what'd you have for Sky?
Yeah. Hey, Sky.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I wanted to say that what Sky teaches really works. I have got a copy of Red Elk's books, particularly the one called Lessons, that teaches how to do these abilities. And I've got a couple testimonials here. What happened with me, when I learned how to do it, there's a thing that was taught by the Hawaiian natives called cooing, like cooing away an injury is what they call it, K-U is how it's spelled. Right after I learned it, I was putting in flooring here in my house, and I managed to injure my fingers several times putting in flooring, as you can imagine. A couple of pretty nasty cuts on my fingers. And one of the worst cuts I got, I happened to coo the injury away. I did this technique called cooing. And I had another cut that was really not too bad at all, just more of a scratch, really. And I can tell you that as soon as I did this cooing exercise, that cut, that deep cut on my finger that really needs stitches probably, it completely sealed up and healed up. And 2 days later, you couldn't even tell it was there.
Hmm.
And I had a scratch that was not that bad, and it ached and hurt for a week. And I didn't cool it away because I didn't think it was all that serious. I didn't think it required any attention. And so I became a believer in it really quickly.
And that's something. You know, and all the time... I've not heard of that, to be real honest with you. But yeah, I figure it's probably possible. But if ancient bloodlines that were allowed to or secretly or whatever, you know, kept this kind of knowledge, and, you know, we're lucky to have heard about it, real, to be real honest with you. But that's amazing. It's quick regeneration. Huh, yeah.
I had another situation where, you know, I was trying to learn the levitation, and I've yet to get off the ground. So working on it, you know, the levitation that Red Oak teaches. But I had another Cherokee I'm friends with several Cherokee medicine people here in Western North Carolina. And I am part Cherokee myself. And I'm starting to wonder if I'm not maybe, you know, from a out-of-way-he bloodline, you know.
Probably.
I'm starting to wonder if I don't have some of that.
About the way it works. Yeah.
Huh?
And that's about the way it works. And that was let me tell you a story that will make the point I'm trying to make about passing on Cherokee spiritual knowledge.
Okay.
And Ottawahee is not never supposed to give it to anybody that asks for it, much less begs for it. And I know in Ottawahee, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't, you know, it was a really sad day because somebody he really showed his ass. But our teacher ran about 60 people through a stomp dance, and the first 2.5-3 hours he sat everybody down and asked them about their family lines back through their mother as far back as possible, because he had a book of several thousand surnames and that were associated with certain clans. And so he ran us through the stop dance, and later on he and I were sitting talking, and it's probably evident to just about anybody that listens to me that I've got some smarts. And I've had a really, really sharp memory. And as I get older, it's kind of fading a little bit, but that's just aging. But he says, you got a very, very good memory. He said, if you want to, I'm inviting you to come study to be an Ottawahee. And I had to turn him down. You know, we were just didn't have the money and we lived too far away. And it was a term. But anyway, the guy that was working with him as his understudy had begged him, and until Richard relented. So I called Richard after this stop dance, and I said, grandfather, I said, I don't know what happened. I said, but I had a woman walk up to me and curse me and spit on the ground. And he says, it's my fault. And I said, well, what do you mean? And then he explained that you never teach somebody that asks. And he says he was sorry that he did. But the die was cast, and this guy was going to inherit his knowledge and stuff. And but anyway, that probably answered your question in a roundabout way.
Yeah, it's weird. The way I found out about this, the way I was able to meet a couple of medicine people was really pretty much, I think, divine intervention. What happened, I was here one day at my house on a weekend day. It was a Saturday, and I didn't really have anything going on. My wife and I were kind of just cleaning, tidying up the house a little bit. And I had this desire to go to a powwow. I haven't been to a powwow in forever. I mean, really long time. But, you know, I said, you know, I really want to go to a powwow. And this is, I don't know, 3 years ago or so. And she said, well, good luck finding one, you know. And I said, yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to get on the internet and see if there's one around. That's just something I'd like to do today. And I got on the internet, and you won't believe it, but there was a powwow about 2 miles from my house that day.
Hmm.
Just happened to be going on. Is that not crazy?
No. So, oh no, no. That's the way things happen, and if people are willing to accept that, that's just not a coincidence. And,
yeah. It's,
but yeah,
it's
sure.
Not.
Yeah. So what?
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So what happened was I went to the powwow. I found it. I went to it, and I was over there, and I walked around, looked at a few people's booths. And this one guy had a really elaborate booth. He was selling a lot of books on herbal knowledge and other things, really good information about the Cherokee and about herbal medicine and things. And by the way, I'm an acupuncturist. That's what I do for a living. So I was really interested in these things, and come to find out, I met the guy, I started talking to him a little bit. We hit it off pretty well, and he invited me to come back later to listen to some teaching after the powwow had closed that evening. And there was only about maybe a half a dozen people invited to come and hear this. So I was really honored to be able to hear this. And come to find out, this is a really advanced medicine man. And he had invited me to come, and now I'm in like a little group being taught by these people, and they're really good people.
Hmm.
And it was really pretty awesome. And around that same little after that, I don't know why, but I had a desire to learn how to levitate. I don't know, but I knew that people have done it, and I just had this desire to do it. And I started looking online, and I found Red Elk's interviews with, you know, Coast to Coast and everything. And there was some Red Elk recordings on YouTube. And I was going to get in touch with Red Elk. And that, like I said, this was later on. And I was trying to figure out how to get in touch with Red Elk. And it just so happened that Red Elk had just passed away like a week before.
Yep.
And so I was able to get in touch with a person up there that was a friend of Sky's, a friend of Red Elk's. And she put me in touch with Sky, and I was able to get copies of Red Elk's books from her. And I started reading Red Elk's books immediately. And, you know, he's right. The things that he teaches are all things that were done in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that kind of gets me as me being a born-again Christian, there are a lot of Christians that really still try to say that Indians are practicing witchcraft, you know. And that really, it really makes me angry, and it really upsets me that they do this. They lie, and they will not acknowledge.
By Cherokee standards, of what a witch is, when a white person says that about us, they're practicing witchcraft themselves, because
yeah.
We believe that if you even think bad about somebody, that you need to stop right there.
Such an awesome call.
No. Beg your pardon?
Yeah, that's good. That's the thing, you know, is that I've had, since I started learning these things, I've had a couple of pastors tell me, oh, you've got to renounce that. You've got to renounce that. That's bad. That's evil. That's witchcraft. And I was like, wait a minute. Okay. You had these people here all this time not bothering anybody. And you get so-called Christians coming to this country and absolutely slaughter 100 million of them, the worst genocide ever known in the history of mankind that we know of. And this was perpetrated mainly by people who claim to be Christian. And yet you guys have the gall to put down the Indians and say that they're practicing witchcraft. You know, I think it's the people who so-called claim to be Christian, most of them, who need to repent of their evil, wicked ways, and not the Indians who haven't hurt anybody. You know, that's just one of my things that I have noticed. It's really crazy being from both worlds, you know, being a Christian and being Indian and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I just find it real hard to believe that this actually goes on, you know.
Yeah. Well, and since you've been active in those medicine circles, have you heard the name? I think her name was Grandmother Redfern?
No, I haven't.
Okay. She's in your area. Well, I'm going to get you. Facebook message me, Blue Otter,
okay.
BLUEOTTER, I'll shoot you over so you can be in contact with Walker Calhoun's choice of the person to safeguard the sacred fire, which is not too far out of Asheville.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. That's closer, actually, than the people that I know.
Yeah, well, the fire was up on Koala, but the folks there, they didn't know how to respect it, and they wouldn't. And there's been, I'll let Terry clue you in about what, because he's been active in circles there all over North Carolina for, geez, I think 35 years or more. But anyway, yeah. And the sacred fire, We actually don't allow anybody that's federally recognized. It's only Walker said, look, from now on, the sacred fire is only for people who are uncarded Cherokees, which, you know, probably indicates what he thought of carded Cherokees. So,
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Federally recognized as Indians or having that attitude. You know,
people who are not federally recognized, or
who are Cherokee descendants, and
yes,
are not federally recognized. That's correct.
Right. Yeah.
And we might let one of those people in once in a while and keep a good eye on them, as long as they got a good attitude, you know. So.
Yes.
But yeah, yeah. Shoot me a Facebook message and I'll get you over to Terry. Yeah, there's a. And there's a Facebook group called the White Path Society that you can join. You can join, and that's about the only one I'm paying attention to anymore. And right now, you know, it's usually a spirited discussion, you know, about the places where Cherokee culture and language crosses that of Middle Eastern. Abrahamic beliefs, and which is really interesting. The coincidences are stunning, and we talk about that over at AmericanCherokeeAssociation.com. But anyway, welcome to. So, are you from West North Carolina originally?
Yes, I am.
Hmm. Okay, well, that explains a lot. But yeah, you're in the Snowbird area.
I'm from Caldwell County originally.
Some other folks to look up would be Ila Hatter, I-L-A Hatter. She and her husband, if they still are working, worked for the national park as interpretive guides, and. She did all the herbal work for the Fox Fire books, she's been interviewed in international media, and mostly about how it was possible for, I guess his name was Eric Rudolph, to survive for so long in that area, and. But yeah, and she's Cherokee and Powhatan, and herbal. You're not going to get any better herbal information. Well, I won't say that, but she'd be a fountain of knowledge. And I know there's a lot of herbal knowledge out there, anyway, oh my gosh, the board is lighting up. This is very interesting. Okay, now we've got. Area code 770-322. What's your name?
Hey, thank you. I'll be in touch.
Hi. My name is.
Okay.
My name is Maddie.
Uh huh. Hi.
Hello.
Maddie.
Hi.
I can hear
you. Let me turn the television up. Sorry. No, I had read about your profile, your prophecy keeper, and I thought I want to listen in on what he has to say. I'm always intrigued with gaining new information.
Well, it's fun.
I've
always been a square peg and trying to get into a round hole all my life. I just don't fit any place else. But question or comment for Sky?
Do I have a question? Is he doing readings or dialogue?
Sky, you hear that? Yeah,
I'm just trying to. I don't. I don't do any readings or psychic stuff.
Yeah, other than prayer.
prayer.
Yeah, you know, other than prayer.
Okay, yeah. I'm always game for a prayer.
Any particular, yeah. Sky, you want to offer up, get her name and offer up a prayer for her?
Yeah. Does it matter over common prayer or just any kind?
Yes?
Okay, I'll just do the kind of prayer that I always say. Okay, dear God, thank you for this wonderful day you have given us. Thank you for helping us meet new people and learn new things. Thank you for watching over us and protecting us as we continue to learn and grow and to become closer with you. Thank you for all you've done, for sending your angels to help teach us, for helping our families when they need your help. Thank you for the love and support you give everybody, and just thank you for the gift of life. And with all this knowledge and information you give at us, I just wish that instead of you always helping me or helping anyone out, that in return we could help you out and spread your knowledge and wisdom and help bring more people closer to you and understand the true knowledge of God. And just, again, thank you for all you've done, Father, in Father Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And, well, we hope your prayers answer. And we also have area code.
Yes.
Oh, good. Appreciate
yes.
it. And, you know, call in anytime. Do you have anything else? Because area code 360. Who is this?
Hi, it's Heather. I'm just calling to support and say hello
hey,
to Blue Water and Sky.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. I'm just reading about Sky's first sweat in Red Hook's book when you were 11 years old and you discovered it was very hot.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Sky?
Yeah, it was extremely hot. Oh, wow.
The first lodge I went into was on Kaibab Paiute Reservation and down near Kanab, and I knew it was going to get hot, you know, and you know, it's something to withstand, but I mean, there's a little 5-year-old kid laying there sleeping, and but generally they just kind of dig a little hole in the ground with the cup of their hand, and they'll just lay down and put their nose kind of underneath their hand and allow the ground to cool the hot air coming through, and they slept through the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. That was
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably as a child they have less to sweat out than we do when we get older.
Yeah, they just know how to endure it.
Yeah. When I met Red Elk and Sky back in the early days, back in 2003, I would say, Red Oak was talking a lot on the radio about levitation. And when he introduced me to Sky, he says, "My grandson levitated." And I remember Sky looking up at me and says, "Yep." I don't know if you've ever shared that, though, with anybody. Or if you even remember it because you were so young.
No, I definitely remember levitating. It was the best feeling I have gotten, too, because it was almost like my chest lit up with love and God's light, and it almost felt like that was what was making me float. It was the best feeling I could have ever gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, Red Elk often would do different exercises when we would come visit, and Sky would participate, build his Sky Dome, Do you still have that up, or did you have to take that down?
No, that's actually the only donut that's still standing.
Oh, great. So it was a nice big one, except I think it got us a little smoky one time when we had
yeah.
a group of people in there. It was
yeah.
pretty fun. How's the weather doing over there where you guys are at?
It's pretty snowy. We have about 2.5, maybe 3 feet of snow.
Yeah. Well, this is your first winter, though, that you don't have to haul in water or worry about it freezing over, right?
Oh, yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, I don't know, Blue Otter. I'm sure you remember all of Red Elk always talking about their issues with water.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife saved and saved and saved and saved and worked and worked and worked and worked, and they just got a well this August.
Wow.
And so they're really blessed this year. And I'm sure Michelle is so happy.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Yeah.
How many dogs has she got now?
We lost
Sorry.
Two about a year ago. But just a couple months ago, we got two new dogs. So we.
So you got what, half a dozen?
Seven dogs.
Seven, yeah, okay.
That's so
yeah, that's quite
seven
an experience.
Seven dogs, three ferrets, and six fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
blessings to your family. I just wanted to call and say hello and support you
yeah.
all.
Absolutely. And
all right. Well,
hey, good talking with you. We'll see you later.
Well, hey,
anyway.
We'll be on the Native Prophecy Council. See you later.
Okay. Okay. See you later. Anyway, so what else? What else do you know, Sky? Oh, you know what? We've got. I'm gonna close these mics and. Anyway, air code 203. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm David from Connecticut.
David from Connecticut, and have you got a question for either Sky or me?
Well, I kind of just like to make a little comment. I remember Red Oak always talking about how like he called God Dad and Jesus would be
mm-hmm.
like Big Brother, and
yep.
that's like. Kind of important because we're like it's a literal family, and one thing that I always like to do every once in a while is like to just sit down, relax, and just ask Jesus if he just wants to play, like literally, and he will come down and like in my mind we'll just like play tag and wrestle and just have a ball, like, and literally in my heart. Like this great, like, I don't really know how to describe it. It's like this great love energy. I'll just feel it, and it's like really, really incredible. And so I guess it's like really important, like when you pray to be all formal and stuff, but once in a while just go out and have fun and play catch or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's okay to get mad. And it's okay to argue with God. If you really think the Creator's blocking you from doing something, or you heard something this or heard that or whatever, and you're really concerned about it, I can't remember exactly who, might have been Jacob, had an actual argument, and he won, and it said that, now I believe this is in the Talmud, and said that Jacob, God contested the argument with Jacob, and then God danced. So, and you know, I mean, if there's really, really, if there's really something bad that's happened, and you need very immediate relief from some situation, if there's a I said, what is it? The prayer of a mother availeth much. So moms apparently get priority. But anyway, no, I'm just throwing out some ideas. And
well, you know, it's your heart. Oh. Like you can't.
Well, let me tell you on this particular subject. Red Elk and I had a almost hammer and tong email exchange. Now, let's see, when was this? This is going back. Oh, okay. It was in 2009. And I called him on the phone and I was telling him, hey, I said, you know, I don't know what you believe. And I said, but a lot of Christians believe that Jesus and God are the same thing or somehow. And there's some different beliefs about it. And I said, if Jesus at that, and all of his people would have abhorred believing that a mortal person was deity. Now, divinity is a little bit different. It's on a lower echelon from the actual deity. And oh my gosh, he went off about that, and he said, you know, absolutely, you know, I believe in a man God, you know, and it was intractable about it. And then the next day he called me, and because I told him, I said, go read the last chapter of the book of Revelations, where John thinks he's seeing an angel coming down, and well, you read it. Most people believe it was just angel, but it immediately starts talking about Jesus. And I said that is Jesus. You know, this is John trying to worship Jesus, and Jesus says, no, I'm your fellow servant. And you know, he directed him, and Christians don't read it that way, but it should be as obvious. The King James Version, it should be very, very obvious who this angel is that's coming down, and John's mistakenly trying to worship. But anyway, he called me the next day. He says, bro. And I said, what's up, Red Dog? And he says, I had a dream last night. Really? And he says, I got visited by Jesus. And he says it was, I can't remember exactly what he said, but basically what I had told him was correct. And I wish I could remember exactly what he said. It was something like, you know, I am just your brother. I'm just your brother. Mm-hmm. And I have always thought that the whole aim of the Orthodox established religions, most of them want to distance you as far, and throw up a whole bunch of superstitions and this and that and the other. And it's like Martin Luther said, that he never had more peace until after he realized that the Pope was the Antichrist, you know. And back then, I mean, they were coming right out and saying, hey, you know, I am God here on earth. You know, I mean, just really blatant. It's, and it just goes to show, you know, when there's no vision, the people perish for, and that's what we're here talking about on this show is you know, getting a direct relationship. It's what the white people call a Gnostic. You know, we just know because we have a perfect knowledge of what we feel creators been telling us. But anyway, so what does anybody think?
Well, it's good to be, you know, honest, because Dad knows your heart. So if you're just lying through your teeth, he knows it.
Yeah.
You know?
And my second wife, she could really get results. She'd scream at him. She would absolutely go out in the car and sit someplace and scream. And she always got relief, you know, and quick, you know, and you just had to remind, oh, hey, you know, we're here. And, you know, there's, it needs to be person. It needs to be, you know, certainly a cut above, but, you know, it needs to be a personal, not intimate, you know, like you have with your mom and dad or whatever, but, you know, but there are times, particularly portraying yourself as a servant, because that's the highest, calling anybody can attain to, is to be a servant.
Yep.
But anyway, well, we're just about out of time. And
okay.
If anybody's got anything else they want to say before we pull the plug on 2017. And by the way, happy New Year to you folks. And any parting thoughts, parting shots?
I don't know, Scott, anything? I mean, Heather was just on, so I guess I'll say hi to Heather.
Yeah, she left. She left.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see everybody next week, and next week Sky and I are going to talk about, you know, which way we want to take this show, and anybody's welcome to call any time. It was a fun show tonight.
Cool.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
See everybody next week. Bye bye now. Hi friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you have been listening to our program for long, then you know that Mark the Badger Borcherding does a Mayan birth reading for each of our interview guests. Mark suggested that he give away a free reading for each donation of $20 or more to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a ministry of Oklahoma Native American Church or the White Roots of Peace. So please support Prophecy Keepers Radio by making your free will offering at nativeamericanchurch.us. And you'll receive this gift reading. If you choose to make a recurring donation, once you've received your own reading, you can give readings away as free gifts. So why not head over to nativeamericanchurch.us and make an offering right now. Hope to be talking with you soon. Bye now.
just freedom. Yeah, let me see. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater, encouraging you to obtain an authorized participant or AP card and become a federally recognized Native religious practitioner. Presently, Aqua Native American Church is the only Native American church spiritually blessed by the Rosebud Reservation Native American Church and has a certificate of existence in the state of Utah that is authorized to worship on or off tribal grounds and has met the standard of sincerity and vow of poverty standards in the state of Utah and federal courts. This card is designed to assist all people regardless of their racial makeup, political affiliation, social and or financial status, and receiving their constitutional rights. This card is also designed to assist United States judicial officials to honor their solemn oath to protect and exercise the principles of the United States Constitution while carrying out their duty and serving their fellow citizens. To join the movement that is strengthening and exercising the principles of the United States Constitution, please obtain your AP card by visiting NativeAmericanChurch.us today.
Dry ground, sagebrush and mesquite and chaparral around, out away is a big dust devil moving on its way. I guess they're never still. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The high grass and the cedar, the mighty oak and the tiny flower, the sandstone and the valley. Mountains high and running streams. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many.